Blog Talk Radio.
We are now on the Dopeness interview series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live with the homeboy, K Fresh. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
Man, good to finally talk with you.
You too.
All right. Go ahead and introduce yourself and, you know, give them a little brief description.
You already know my name's K Fresh. Started up music about professionally, seriously, about 4 months ago. It's been going good so far, but I wasn't really taking it serious. I was actually doing music 2 years ago. So, yeah, I really just started taking it serious recently now. But it's not just music either. You know, entertainment industry stuff, modeling, acting, all that stuff. So, I love it, man.
Everything. All right, so we're here to talk about the new single, She Knows, which we will get into. But let's take it back, because
yes,
I'm very curious. You say you've been doing it for about 4 months with the music.
Yeah.
You've already had your hands in modeling, you know, for a while now.
Right.
What changed? I believe it was on your 18th birthday that you picked up the mic and started to rap. Like, what changed? Like, take us back to that point of your life.
So really, with me, it was really, because before that I was doing, like I said, I was kind of just doing music, messing around, not really taking it serious, but I just, you know, doing it for fun. But I have a cousin, shout out to him, his name Tweezy B, but he was listening to my music because I would post it up on SoundCloud, and he was like, you know, this stuff sounds good. You know, when you'll hear somebody on, I guess you could say SoundCloud, the same thing, you'll hear somebody on there and you'll be like, this song could be really good if maybe it was professionally recorded, or you can't really understand what he's saying. So really, he was the one that got me into, you know, really taking my music serious. And after that, I really started, you know, looking up beats on YouTube and then really writing down, like, my emotions and things I really was feeling, things in my head. And I got better from there. Each time I recorded, I got better.
Wow. That's amazing,
because
I did not have any clue that you just started this year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, She Knows and the banger we just listened to called Wonder. Those are hot. Those are fresh.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Working
hard.
How
did you get the name?
It's funny. It's real funny because the name actually was given to me by it was back in high school. So I was on my basketball team and things. And I actually developed the name from them. Like, my team will call me that. And then, you know, it kind of found its way into the classroom. Everybody will call me that, K-First. But originally, before I really started taking the music serious, I used to just call myself Kev, like, because my name's Kevin, so I usually call myself Kev. But then I was like, man, that's kind of basic. Maybe I need to, you know, spice it up a little bit, like, call myself something else. So something different, you know? So that's where K-Fresh came from. I was like, you know, maybe I should just call myself that.
It's a dope name. I mean, like I just said, the music is fresh. So Kevin Fresh.
Appreciate
it. There you have it. All right, bro. So, yeah, man, let's talk about the main event. She Knows. When you got the beat, like, how did mm-hmm. everything come about?
So really, like, going back to even the beat from it, getting the beat itself, I hit up this boy, my boy now, on YouTube. He was a producer, and I was really listening to his beats that he put up on there. And I was like, bro, these are really hot. And I was like, you know, I was thinking of, like, looking for, like, I guess a club band. Kind of something that was different from the music I was already posting, because I was doing, like, singing different things and just rapping. And then I was saying to myself, let me try and make something that people can really bang in the club, you know, and everybody can dance and whatever too. So I was like, bro, what you got? And he sent me a few beats, and he sent me this one that's on She Knows. And I was like, you know, I'm really messing with this. As soon as I heard the beat, I started writing. And then I knew this would be... I felt to myself that it would really be something special, you know?
Mm. And that's a good question, too, because a lot of people have different techniques when it comes to the stew, you know, whether you, you know, write it out on a pad or have it in your phone, or you kind of freestyle it out in the booth. What's your preferred method?
I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of a little bit of both, because I didn't just write it out. Like, I guess in the beginning, when I hear the beat, usually what I typically do is when I hear a beat, I'll rap it out freestyle, you know, mess around with it a little bit before I actually start writing stuff out. Because, I mean, sometimes I'll be freestyling and I'm like, wow, this actually sounds good in my head. So that's when I'll start writing things down, you know, after freestyling it. And then, you know, editing, add a little stuff to it, making it sound a little better. So that's typically what I do, kind of a little bit of both.
Word. And then you, from what I read before, it seems like this is one song where you kind of stretched your genres, started harmonizing and singing on the song. So how did you come up with the idea to you know, go ahead and you know, take that step?
Yeah. So, like, going back to what you're saying, like, stretching out and harmonizing. Originally, when I wrote the song, I didn't have any singing in it. I wasn't singing it at all. I was just rapping throughout the whole thing. Because I'd say what really inspired me with this song was the song Taste by Tyga. So I was kind of trying to go by that look and kind of just rap through it. And, you know, at first I was like, you know what, this is pretty good. But then I was like, let me take it a step farther, because, you know, you add that little melody in it, and then, you know, it can reach out to more people. So I was like, you know what, let me try and sing. And that's when the hook came in, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Most Def gives it that universal vibe, man.
If you can do me a favor,
go ahead and introduce it. We're gonna rock out for a second with She Knows.
Oh, you said go ahead and introduce it?
Yeah, go ahead and introduce it. I'll play it.
Oh, okay. What you mean, like, sing it?
No. We should get you to sing it right now, but no. just introduce She Knows, and we'll go ahead and click the button and play it, and then come back.
Oh, you mean, I was trying to understand what you mean by, you mean like talk about a little bit?
No. Just say, hey, this right here is K Fresh. She Knows. Let's get into
it. Oh, shit. I'm tripping, man. My bad.
No worries.
Yeah, this is K Fresh, and you listening to She Knows. You know what's going on.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
Showing out, girl, with a bad new friend. Wanna hang around, cause we start new trends. Shake it around me like there ain't no end. Throw a party all night, pocket full all bands. You know how it goes, shawty down real low. Staring at the wrist, cause it froze out cold. Never knew me like that, niggas really don't know. Keep yourself all back, you been laying low.
With other hits like whatever Migos got out at that time or whatever Lil Baby got coming up. But Joe, I can hear it. I can definitely hear it. Dude, that is a Migos beat. That is wanging.
I'm saying, man.
Alright?
I agree with you.
So let me ask the question that everybody is wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Is the song about somebody who is real, or is it just somebody, just a person in general?
Not really, man. When I was doing the song, I was really just trying to put myself in that mindset where it's like, I'm really you know, visualizing some real fine ass girl, some real cute ass girl. So that's really what it is. But no one in particular, though, to answer your question.
Right. All right, so we got a lot of songs that you got out on SoundCloud. We got She Knows. Bright things on the horizon, bro. Are these songs some that we might catch on an upcoming project?
She Knows for sure. This summer, I got something coming up. A bunch of other songs. I'm dropping another one real soon, but yeah, She Knows for sure.
Well, you heard it here. Project coming soon.
Yeah, people been asking for it. Music video for sure, yeah. We've been working on some stuff, writing down ideas and stuff. But yeah, music video this summer too, most likely July. Probably going to see it in there.
All right. So, bro, you got a lot of things going on, man, and this is something you just started, which is crazy.
Right, yeah.
But you have a lot of other talents as well. So, what's going on with the modeling? Like, let's say long term. Where are you growing to? Like, where would you like to see yourself in the coming years with modeling or the music or anything else that you're doing?
So really my plan, because originally how I was introduced to the entertainment industry as a whole was through modeling. So, like, you know, my sister did it, and then I followed her to an event, and then I was called in there like, oh, you probably should, you'd be a good look for this event we got coming up. Would you like to do the fashion show? So then from that, then I got into acting, and then after that, I found music, and then once I found music, you know, everything started coming together. I really started enjoying what I was doing with music. So, in the to answer your question though, the future, I really see myself still doing music, you know, dropping projects, but at the same time, you know, modeling, fashion runways, those kind of things, and the acting. One thing I always wanted to do is really have my own show, but you know, that's everything comes in time. I'm just playing it in a movie, but yeah,
I mean, they done showed you the way, bro. Like, you got
exactly,
the talent,
yeah,
you know, for all of those things, and once you get out there, you out there. No, the opportunity
right.
is just gonna fly at you. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
So, man, shout out to what you do, bro. If y'all haven't already, make sure y'all go and check out the new song. It's called She Knows by the homeboy K Fresh. It's on YouTube,
yes,
it's on Spotify, across all your social media, all of your platforms. And make sure you definitely add them on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Y'all know what it is. I want to give you the floor to shout out anybody you want to shout out or say anything you want to say.
You know, shout, man, one big shout out to my boy, Tweezy B. You can look him up on Instagram, really Tweezy B. He was really the one that, you know, pointed me in the right direction, and music in particular. Like, I really wouldn't be in a studio recording this music and getting that sound and coming up with some of these ideas without him. And then shout out to, you know, always shout out to my fans, my supporters, all of them, bro. Shout out my boy Faraday, Debo, back at school, man. We getting up there.
All right. Adam on Instagram at KVF22, on Twitter, KFresh221, on YouTube, KFresh TV. And you got everything. Just if you are listening to the interview, you have all of the relevant links to go and download, add them to your Spotify playlist, check them out on YouTube, the whole nine. And, dog, keep on doing your thing, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, until next time, there's another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series. Go and check out that She Knows. Until next time, we out of here, y'all. Peace.
We out.
Going out to that She Knows.
Showing out, girl, with a bad new friend. Wanna hang around, cause we